Has this been a special day for you in any way? A week from now, if someone should ask you about today, would it stand out? Would there be any reason to remember this November 5th in particular? Or like most days, would it fade quickly into the past with nothing to distinguish it from all the others? Well, that's the way most days are in the lives of individuals. But when you look back to any one day in the past, with the help of history books and yellowed old newspapers, you discover that each day has a very specific identity. For instance, let's take this date, November 5th, but let's change the year. Let's go back 10 years, or a dozen years. Well, let's say two dozen years, to the year 1937, November 5th, 1937. Where were you then, and what were you doing? Can you remember? November 5th, 1937. The Duke of Windsor announced in Paris that he and his new Duchess had decided to postpone their visit to the United States because of the fear of hostile incidents. And from Germany came the news that Chancellor Hitler's services in mediating the Japanese-Chinese conflict had been accepted by both Tokyo and Nanking. And in Washington, President Roosevelt characterized stock market speculation as dangerous. In New York, the courts finally awarded the bulk of the estate of Colonel Edward Green, the son of Hetty Green, to his sister, an estate valued at from $40 to $60 million. Milk went up to 17 cents a quart for home delivery, and Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia proudly displayed a real tiger skin given to him by an admirer, a tiger skin that symbolized Tammany Hall. Remember how the little flower sounded?
I am not a diplomat. I started in the diplomatic service 37 years ago. But, you know, I had a queer fault. I liked to tell the truth, so I wasn't a success in the diplomatic service. So I became a congressman.
LaGuardia, a small man who made a big impression on the times in which he lived. November 5th, 1937, you may have been at the movies seeing Stage Door with Katharine Hepburn and Ginger Rogers, or Irene Dunne and Cary Grant in The Awful Truth, or Shirley Temple and Jean Hersholt in Heidi. Or perhaps you stayed home to read, maybe the best-selling book of the time, Kenneth Roberts' Northwest Passage. Did you have a radio on that night? Then you might have been tuned in to sports reporter Grantland Rice. Or earlier in the day, you might have listened to Dr. Walter Damrosch and his Music Appreciation Hour.
The next number is called Perpetual Motion by the great German or Viennese waltz composer, Johann Strauss, the king of waltz composers. And he had a lot of fun in him. And he knew, as you and I know, that the dream of inventors was to find out a machine, to invent a machine that without any attention on the part of man would keep in perpetual motion, always in motion. Wouldn't have to be fed with gasoline or with oil or with steel spring, but would just go on and on and on, the wheel turning. Now watch this machine that Johannes Strauss sets into perpetual motion and see what happens at the end.
The beloved Dr. Damrosch, remember? November 5th, 1937. In the afternoon, Babe Dietrichson played exhibition golf in Pinehurst, North Carolina. John Barbaroli led the Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra in Carnegie Hall. They played Schumann. And over at the Paramount Theater in New York's Times Square, high school students, many of them playing hooky, packed the house for Tommy Dorsey in person. The sound of Tommy Dorsey, a part of growing up to millions of us. 24 years ago today, On Broadway, it was a wonderful morning after for Clifford Odets' Golden Boy, which had opened the night before. It was a smash success. In the cast, Francis Farmer, Leo J. Cobb, Luther Adler, and Elia Kazan. November 5th, 1937, in the Help Wanted columns, there were ads for an experienced secretary, college graduate, $30 a week, typist, very rapid, $17, and a male junior accountant with 2 years of CPA experience, $15 a week. Do you think those really were the good old days? November 5th, 1937, 24 years ago today. Where were you? What were you doing? Can you remember? Remember?